Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to Day 36 of the Letters of John. Today's title is God is Love. Maxie Dunham said, "A Christian is hopelessly in love with Jesus and helplessly dependent on Him." Our text today is 1 John 4:7 through 8. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." David Allen, in Preaching the Word Commentary, gives an insightful introduction to this portion of Scripture. Dozens of times in this letter, John uses the word love. Primarily, he speaks about three kinds of love: God's love for us, our love for God, and our love for one another. The concept of love is so important to John that three times he discusses it in this letter. This is the third passage. The first time was in chapter 2. He talked about love as evidence for our fellowship with God. In chapter 3, it was evidence of our sonship with God. Now in chapter 4, John comes to the apex of what love is. He traces the stream of love to its source. God is love. 1 John 4:7 was an extremely important verse of Scripture in John's life. The church father Jerome said that when the apostle John was in his extreme old age, he was so weak that he had to be carried into the church meetings. At the end of the meeting, he would be helped to his feet to give a word of exhortation to the church. Invariably, he would repeat, "Little children, let us love one another." John's disciples began to grow weary of the same words every time, and they finally asked him why he always said the same thing over and over. He replied, "Because it is the Lord's commandment, and if this only is done, it is enough." Regarding verse 8, John Wesley said, "This little sentence brought John more sweetness, even in the time he was writing it, than the whole world can bring." Some of the greatest truths found in all of Scripture are found in 1 John 4:7 through 8. God is love. It is in His very nature to love. Divine love comes straight from our divine God, because love is who He is. Love doesn't just describe His actions. It depicts His essence. Bees can't help but buzz. Birds can't help but fly. God can't help but love, because that's who He is. Everyone that God commands to love can know for certain that they are loved by God. We have the ability to love others given to us by a God who loves us and who is love Himself. David Allen says, "Our love is not an imitation from a distance, but participation from within. Because God is love and He loves us and lives in us, we have the divine ability within us to love one another." John states that there are two things that are true about Christians who practice love. They have been born of God, and they know God. David Allen explains these two realities as follows. The presence of love in your life is an evidence of your Christian experience. Of course, John does not mean that anybody in the world who has a feeling of love for somebody is therefore a Christian. John is talking about the relationship between God and believers. If you have children, they possess your DNA. Your children have your nature, which has been genetically passed on to them. John is saying that a similar thing is true of those who have been born of God. If God, as to His true nature, is love, then everyone who has been born of God partakes in His nature of love. Not only have we been born of God, but a second thing is true about us. We know God. The word "knows" here conveys the meaning of having an intimate relationship with God. It's more than knowing facts about God or understanding perceived truths about God. To know God really means to be rightly related to Him. Here are some questions to consider today. Why do you think 1 John 4:7 and the biblical concept of love meant so much to the beloved disciple John? What does it mean to you that God is love? How does your love for others demonstrate your spiritual birth and your true knowledge of God? How does Maxie Dunham's quote that began today's devotional apply to your life and this lesson today?
Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.